Finally today, listening to the music we love on the radio is a simple pleasure some of us might take for granted. That's not the case for members of the Miami bass band Tiempo Libre. They all grew up in Cuba. That's pretty evident in their music. Jorge Gomez is pianist and musical director of the seven-piece group Tiempo Libre. Now, your new album, My Secret Radio, it's a tribute to American radio, the music you heard as a teenager in Cuba. Tell us how you actually heard American radio. What would you do? Where would you listen?
That's a good question. Long time ago in Cuba, it was illegally to hear American music. So we go to the roof, to the top, and we make our own antenna. We spend the whole night from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. recording, listening, everything, trying to get a good signal. And the other day, it was a huge party in the neighborhood. Everybody wanted to listen while we were recording. Mm. And at that time, you know, we were recording Chaka Khan, Erwin and Fire, Michael Jackson.
What stations were broadcasting these that you were able to hear in Cuba?
96.5 Power and Super Q at that time.
Where was that, in Miami or in Texas?
Yes.
In Miami. Yeah. Wow, so that's a powerful signal. Still, Cuba's not that far away. There's a song on your album called Mi Antena, and I don't speak Spanish very well, but I think we can kind of hear what was going on with those radio stations late at night. Let's check this tune out. I want a little secret. Now, about halfway through the tune, a little more than halfway through the tune, Jorge, this tune, Mi Antena, you start singing to the left, to the right. Now, of course, that might be dance moves, but it could also be kind of frustration of having rabbit ear antennas and trying to get a good signal from Miami.
Yeah, we spent the whole night trying to do that. And sometimes it was raining a lot, so it's very difficult.
So you talked about Chaka Khan, you talked about Earth, Wind & Fire. What were some of the other artists you were hearing in the United States who really turned you on?
Well, everything, because for us, it's not only about the artists that we were listening. It's a new open door to the world. Because in Cuba, it's all about, at that time, you know, salsa, guaguancó, but nothing about the other part of the world. Mm. So everything that came from us, that was so fantastic.
Anything that was different from Cuban music was probably pretty interesting.
Yes. We start to put new words to the song because we don't understand English.
You remember one song that you put new words to that?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
It was a song of Michael Jackson. Sting, a chant, se me cae la truza, pa' aquí, pa' allá. Everything in Spanish.
Great stuff. Now, you were a teenager during the so-called special period in Cuba. That was when the Soviet Union collapsed in the early 90s, sent Cuba into a great economic depression. Russian classical music and musicians had an important cross-cultural role in Cuba prior to the special period. I'm wondering, though, if this economic downturn in Cuba provoked a negative reaction to Russian classical music and training.
Not at all. I was studying classical training in Cuba for 15 years. The only reason that happened is that we were more focused on music, because music is something incredible. Mm. You forget everything.
So no problem with the Russians after that?
Well, problem with the food, with the money, but not with the music.
Eventually, you and the other members of Tiempo Libre made it to the U.S. at different times. You're all now musicians based in Miami playing the music that was once banned. What are your dreams about going back to Cuba sometime to play this music that still is banned, really?
Yeah, well, we want to become one of those great artists playing all around the United States and the world, trying to give them the best Cuban music for everybody.
Jorge Gomez and the band Tiempo Libre. Their new album is called My Secret Radio. And it's no secret, the group will be on tour throughout the summer. Check to see if they're coming to a city near you at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.